If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I'm John Batson with my friend and colleague Peter Berkowitz at the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics. To apprise the remarks by 3 distinguished op-ed writers, Ezekiel Emanuel, Mr. Wegman of the New York Times, and Mr. Brooks of the New York Times, commenting on the anti-Semitism on campuses across the U.S., most notably at elite universities. And Peter, one of the ironies, it's been pointed out to me several times, there were no anti-Semitic incidents at trade schools. We all take the irony. However, we come to what is to be done. One example is Harvard University has assigned anti-Semitism to the diversity office, diversity, equity, and inclusion office. Another is to hold a series of meetings. I believe that was Penn or Cornell. I'm not sure. Lots of meetings for students. You have recommendations, and they involve, for example, the diversity, equity, and inclusion office, which I believe you've written is a source of the problem, not the solution. Is my memory correct?
Your memory is definitely correct. The offices of diversity, equity, inclusion, by the way, not only do you find them in abundance on university campuses, but also in the federal bureaucracy here in Washington, D.C. They're very much part of the problem because, again, despite their happy-sounding name, who could be against diversity? Who could be against equity? Who could be against inclusion? In practice, for these offices, these words take on the opposite meaning. Diversity doesn't mean diversity. Diversity means sameness. Equity doesn't mean treating everybody equally, formally. It means giving to some races more and punishing some races for their historical transgressions. And inclusion means including historically discriminated against minorities and excluding oppressor races. That usually means white people. So these offices specialize in setting groups against one another and creating a racial spoil system. So I am highly skeptical that sending complaints about anti-Semitism to the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office is going to solve the problem. And actually what's being done is asking these offices to constitute committees or task forces to think about the problem. I think a firm statement from university presidents, university deans, that makes clear that on our campuses, we do not tolerate harassment, threats, or direct incitement to violence really ought to be sufficient. And blaming Jewish students for what's taking place in the Middle East is an outrage.
All 3, Jesse Wegman, Ezekiel Emanuel, and David Brooks, recommend special classes. Do we need that at universities, Peter? Like a remedial math class? You've got to take a class in the First Amendment when you enter the campus?
If students are anything today like they were when I was a student, they will roll their eyes at special classes on these subjects. Of course, I'm in favor of, freshman orientation, a couple of hours reminding students about the principles of free speech, the benefits of diversity. I'm in favor of students learning to engage in moral reasoning at college. But all three of our authors that are opinion writers that we've spoken about, Wegman, Emanuel, Brooks, have this idea that special courses are going to solve the problem, when the real solution ought to be right in front of our faces. The real educational solution is restoring a proper liberal education, one that, of course, it engages students in the social sciences and the sciences, is heavy on the study of literature and history and philosophy, because studying the great ideas in Western civilization from the Greeks forward and from the Bible forward is the greatest lesson you can get, a wonderful tutorial in confronting a diversity of points of view, arguing them out from different sides, being in a classroom where people are encouraged to raise questions, to probe claims, and so on. And I should add, of course, that such a liberal education in the West is an education that is also open to the claims of other cultures and other civilizations. So the serious answer to the question of to the problem of intolerance, anti-Semitism, other kinds of bad behavior on campuses, why not turn our universities back to their original mission, liberal education?
Peter Berkowitz. He is the Tad and Diane Taub Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution Stanford University campus. He was director of the policy planning staff at the U.S. State Department during the Trump administration, writing at Real Clear Politics about what is to be done. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.